think the impression is that they're going into a surprising space, an unusual space, almost an ambiguous space. Is this a shop? Is it an art gallery? What are these beautiful objects? Are they for sale or not? What else is in this building? So it is this surprise, I think, which is very important because Japan culturally is very surprising.
I'm here with Minister Shinichi Ida, who's responsible for public diplomacy and media at the Embassy of Japan in the UK, and Director General of Japan House, Michael Houlihan. I've actually been to Japan House in West London. In fact, the sounds you could just hear were me hand-making a set of chopsticks with a third-generation Japanese craftsman, which was great fun, and yeah, it's lovely to have those chopsticks now. Gentlemen, very much welcome to the programme. It's tremendous to have you here in the studio. Before we really get started, do you mind actually just explaining what Japan House is really about?
Japan House is really an immersive experience into Japan. It's intended to be surprising, and I hope you found your experience, Nick, very
Absolutely.
Surprising. There are so many aspects of Japan. We're not presenting the stereotypes of Japan. You won't see any prominence given to Mount Fuji, lanterns, happy coats and such like. You will be in a very contemporary space that presents products from Japan, exhibitions, food and workshops. But it's unmistakably Japanese.
And Minister Ida, is there a concern that there are perhaps stereotypes of Japan outside of it when it comes to tourism that places like Japan House have to solve?
I'm not really concerned about the stereotype of Japan, certainly not in the United Kingdom. But at the same time, we all thought that emphasis should be made more on the contemporary Japan. We have much more to offer to the British people. So that is certainly something we want to show. And that is one of the most important objectives of Japan House London.
And there are only three in the world. The others are in Los Angeles and Sao Paulo. What's special about those three cities?
Yes, you're right. Los Angeles is considered to be a gateway to Asia. Asia-Pacific, if you will, in the United States. And believe it or not, there is the largest Japanese community in Sao Paulo in the world. But London is a completely different circumstances. We consider London as one of the most competitive epicenter for art and culture. We all thought that if you want to succeed in the world, you need to succeed in London. And that is precisely the reason we chose London as one of the venues of Japan House Project.
Now, looking at the changes when it comes to Brexit and things like that, I mean, do you feel that that will still be the case?
Well, actually, it had nothing to do with Brexit because we started planning Japan House Project 4 years ago. And at that juncture, we never expected the United Kingdom would leave the European Union. Having said that, though, if the opening of Japan House London can be viewed as a message of Japan's commitment to the UK, we would be most happy when the United Kingdom is leaving from European Union, Japan is coming to the UK.
And as a venue, do you see this as a model for other countries or potentially other groups that might want to experiment with that kind of mix between the cultural, the retail coming together?
No, I think it is a very interesting model. I spent my life working in museums and art galleries, and you spend a lot of time saying, well, I suppose we have to have a shop, don't we? But here, the shop is the cultural experience, and I think this is what's really interesting about Japan. Japan has a much broader concept of culture than perhaps we do in the West. When we talk about culture, we think about fine art, opera, ballet. In Japan, all of those things are cherished, but also Japan sees beauty in the everyday, in the functional, in the experience of storytelling, in the experience of going shopping. And I know it's becoming a cultural experience in the UK as well, but it's a very particular type of experience. So the minute you come into Japan House, you're engaged with Japanese culture.
Certainly the old thing for me was almost approaching it from the opposite side, which is in many ways it feels like walking into a museum where the beautiful things or a gallery where the beautiful things on display all have price tags. And that, it was a little jarring.
Yes, and I think this is one of the aspects that we've deliberately tried to do. It is a space which has a certain ambiguity about it. But what we're saying is that these things are on display, which vary hugely in price, but they all share the same aspect of tradition. The metalwork, which you may have also seen, which was from the Tsubame Sanjo area, hand-worked craftsman items. It is about this attention to detail and about craftsmanship, which I think underpins a lot of the products. So we're actually saying, why shouldn't this be accessible to everybody? And I think that's really very important for us, because you do have some museum quality products for sale in the shop. But the same attention to detail and beauty comes out in a chisel.
It can't be a coincidence that Japan is opening Japan House. It's, you know, gearing up its public relations foreign policy when it comes to the run-up to the Olympics in 2020 in Tokyo. How do these all fit together?
Thank you for referring to Olympics and Paralympics in 2020. But let's not forget Japan is hosting Rugby World Cup October next year. And so I'm sure in next year and 2020, the world attention will be pretty much focused on Japan. And it will be a golden opportunity for Japan to showcase what we have to offer to the world, not only sports exchanges, but also other things, including culture and art. So it's a perfect timing to open Japan House London at this juncture, because the UK government and the Japanese government agreed to designate 2019 and 2020 as a season of culture. We are going to carry out a lot of cultural activities quite intensively in the next 2 years to come. So Japan House London will play a central role in promoting the season of culture in those years. And we are expecting a great deal out of Mike and his team.
And is the Japan House in London the limits of the ambitions here, or will there be more opening in other cities?
You have to succeed in London first if you want to expand it to other parts of the UK as well. But certainly, possibilities are endless, and it is also always worthwhile to dream a constructive dream.
What we're doing at the moment is getting all our operational activities sorted out, getting a stable platform. We're looking to activate our spaces with workshops, with exhibitions, with a whole range of activities. And then looking forward, as Minister Ida was saying, to the sustainability of this project, I do feel very strongly, and having worked in Northern Ireland and in Wales, and I come from Liverpool, I do see that it's important that we reach out to other parts of the UK. Working with other organisations in this way, I think, is going to be very much part of the picture, probably in the next 18 months to 2 years. Okay, good.